Hello.
We're back. We're not prepared.
Absolutely
you
not.
You think we would be?
No.
It's been how many months?
Two?
No. Is it only two?
No,
it's three.
No way.
Oh.
Since we last spoke, I sold my house.
I think that happened.
Settled. No. Yeah, okay, fine. I settled.
Yeah.
I've moved out. I've been with my in-laws for a month.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, so it might be closer. It can't be three. Jesus Christ. Yeah, whatever. It's been a while.
Yep. I moved into my house.
It's been a while since another Hamish and Andy. And I'm sorry, I'm sick.
I am sick.
Tone deaf, but that break was like coming from a different place. It's been a while. What have you been doing?
Moved into a house.
Where we are now. Plot twist. You might not be able to feel it, but if you're a good listener, you could. We're in a different home.
Yeah, new studio vibes.
Yep. What else has happened?
I went to Queensland.
Oh, fuck.
I got a lash lift when I went to Queensland. That was a good beauty.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. It was great.
Yeah.
As Lisa said so aptly, I went from a, and this is a niche reference, I went from a liver-nosed Labrador to a black-nosed Labrador.
You really did. Just gives that definition. You know when the dogs that don't have eyeliner and the dogs that do have eyeliner? It was just that. Or particularly when the dog has one eyeliner and not the other and everyone goes, oh, look at their eyes. They look so different. And yeah. I'm like, that's makeup. Just elevated the look. Okay, so that's a good pre-holiday tip just to feel like you've got a little something to frame
your
face.
I felt like I could do no makeup all the time. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It was changed
As
my
someone
life.
That's quite hairy, I don't feel
don't
that.
Relate.
But I can empathise, absolutely.
Mm. What else has happened? You haven't bought a house. Mm-mm. Plot twist in the house buying scenario. Lisa reckons she's going to move to Richmond. And if she does, the podcast may not ever be able to continue.
Oh my God, why would it not?
I don't know.
We'll go from I mean, it's tricky because we were about 18 minutes away and then Alex bought a house that was slightly closer to my old house. But then like a day later, I sold my old house.
Yeah.
But then at the moment, I'm at my in-law's house, which is actually really close to Alex's. We're at like a 14 minute, which breaks. 16 minutes is like the threshold that's really hard to break. So we've broken that.
Lisa looked at a house that was 12 minutes and we were like,
oh, that was the Vermont one
I wanted
so badly. Let's not talk about it. I'm still pissed about it. Well, do you know what has happened since we have spoken?
What?
75 interest rate hikes.
Yeah. Oh, really? I hadn't realised.
Oh, really?
On my giant mortgage.
Me and my absolutely max mortgage hadn't noticed or felt that pressure. Well, yeah. So, I mean, good thing I didn't buy that Vermont house because we would have had to sell it immediately.
No, you wouldn't.
No, truly. That was like absolute tip top budget.
How good's the rain?
Oh, I hope you can hear it. It's beautiful. It's going to rain every single day for the next, like, fortnight, except for Sunday.
La Nina's back.
I'm
really hoping that the sound is loud enough.
Yep, we'll just crank her up. It'll be fine.
Great.
Lisa's
also been to 75 open for inspections. We've really traded places in life.
Yeah.
Right down to the fact that...
Why swapped it?
Yeah, we have. And I feel like I used to be a delinquent child who used to come over every... You know, Thursday night, and you'd cook me dinner, and like we'd record the podcast together. And it was a bit chaotic for me, but now you get to be the chaotic one
Absolutely.
Who rolls into my life.
Yeah. I haven't lifted a finger since I moved to Brenton's house. Sometimes the laundry's just folded it on my bed and I didn't do anything about it. I put it in the washing machine, but then it's like I feel bad, but also it was obviously at the exact moment that the washing finished, Birgit was like, I need to do a load now, so I'm going to get that out and hang it all up. And then as soon as the dry is done, my clothes are done. And then she needs to get those off so hers can go on. And then all of a sudden, everything's magically done. I mean, I am trying, but certainly I save at least 5 hours a week grocery shopping.
Oh.
Like genuinely, I think I actually could say it's probably 5 hours.
Is she cooking for you? Every night?
Yeah.
Oh,
because otherwise it's
my
just her.
God, that's the dream.
Okay, and then also Brenton's dad...
That's the best part of all. You've got a live-in chef. I mean, you're living with the chef.
I know. That's Brenton's dad is an emergency doctor and, like, his entire team at the moment have COVID and stuff. So it's just, like, him waking up, going to sleep, going to work, waking up, going to sleep. So he's barely there.
Yeah.
So if we weren't there, Birgit wouldn't have anyone to cook for. And genuinely, it's almost sad. Like, she's going to be sad when we go. I say to her, like, are you just going to sit at this big...
table
40-seated dining table and eat alone.
Still, that's what she did before you were there.
She must. Maybe she just ate cereal for dinner. I don't know. It's really sad. I feel like we might have to stay there forever. what else has happened? I'm sorry. I haven't apologised, but I know I sound weird. I'm sorry. I've been sick, but I'm much better now, so let's not dwell on that.
What else is news?
We've
tried a lot of product, which we're planning to... Maybe we'll do some work after this. We're going to go through our lists of products that we've tried and then talk about all the things we tried, but then also save some of them for pod discussions, product trials, those kinds of things. Lisa's drinking a Coke, so cue the burp.
There have been a few things. I've got two things that I like need to say at once because I'm going to forget one about them. But one, I've found quite a few new beverages that I've been drinking that I thought I'd discuss.
You're not secondly, a real beverage drinker.
No, I'm not. It's normally water or warm water with lemon, and that's it.
Mm.
And then secondly, I've had the worst perioral dermatitis from the day I sold. From I've had it since I last spoke to you. From like 2 days before we sold our house, I had like a little slight flare up. Then I used a really strong acid peel, which didn't cause it, but definitely brought it out of the woodworks.
Yeah.
And it's been so bad. And then I went to the GP and he gave me cream. And the cream that they give you always fucking makes it worse. And he gave it to me and I said, you gave this to me
and it made
3 months ago and it made it worse. And he goes, yeah, but this is pretty mild, so it'll make it better. It's made it so much worse. Spreading to my sides of my nose, under my nose. It's so bad. And I haven't been able to use actives for 3 months. So my texture sucks. So dry. All I can use is hyaluronic and a really basic moisturizer. But the moisturizer can't be too rich because then it will clog.
I cry for
It's a fucking nightmare. I have no joy in my skincare application. The only time I do a proper routine is when I put on makeup because otherwise...
What's the point?
It would look and separate and be foul. Anyway, I don't recommend this, but I may have gotten a dear, close, unnamed healthcare professional to steal some doxycycline for me. And
is it helping?
It makes me very nauseous.
I forgot
that is a thing. But that's... I don't feel bad about my self-prescribing because I was just on it from the GP before.
Yeah, it's fine.
So it's not a problem, right? I've been taking it for 4 days. And this morning I woke up and... the redness around the like papulae bumps had gone down heaps. So the texture was still there, but the like, what's it called? Like erythema?
I don't know.
The pinkness was like way reduced. And I was like, woo. So hopefully maybe like one more week on that and like the texture should be vastly reduced, but I'm going to have to take it for a while. I think last time I had to do 2 repeats.
Yeah, wow.
So RIP bowels, RIP face, bowels because of the
antibiotics. Yeah.
But Bevo's, really into Diet Coke, but I hate...
It's not Diet Coke.
I hate Diet Coke. Yeah. I like Coke, no sugar.
Yeah.
I was about to say my dad used to work for Cadbury Schweppes, but Coke is not Schweppes. Coke is Coca-Cola, so...
I swear it used to be under the same banner, did it not? Maybe?
But no, because I think Coca-Cola is one of those huge multinationals, right? And then Cadbury Schweppes is the other.
Yeah, true. Yep.
And then also, I discovered Earl Grey.
Oh, this is so interesting because... I discovered Earl Grey recently too, and I was like, ooh, it's like a black tea, but it's a little bit floral. Like, it's got a bit of a floral, and it is floral. I Googled it because I was like, why does it taste like this?
It's bergamot, right?
Yes, bergamot, that's right.
Because when I have never been a black tea drinker, so I only drink herbal, like green or peppermint, really.
Yeah, because I don't like milk in my black tea, and a black tea without milk. It's just so bland.
I don't like the taste of like an English breakfast, for example. Mm. Like I don't know. It's weird to me. Like I want it to taste like herby spicy water, not like, I don't know. Like I don't drink coffee like that either. Mm. It's just I don't like that weird taste. Where was I? Yeah. Black tea. Don't like it. Anyway, Brenton was having a Earl Grey. Steeped. I smelled Brenton's tea and I was like, that smells delicious. That smells like skincare. It smelled like a nice facial oil.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was like, I'm going to do that. But every time I go to have a tea, it's before bed and it has caffeine in it.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, oh my God, I've got a caffeinated drink that I can drink. Yeah. And I had an Earl Grey at 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock today when I was like getting the 3 o'clocksies and I was like, had a headache, my throat was hurting. Invigorated, healed, love it. It's my tea choice now.
The smallest amount of caffeine ever. And you're like, woo.
Yeah.
Would have more
caffeine. Yeah, I know. I'm a caffeine sensitive gal, but I'm trying to work through that.
Yeah. I found this and I have a game to play.
Okay. So, what tea have you been drinking lately?
Exclusively chai because it's winter.
Oh.
Yeah. I really like a chai, specifically the Love Tea brand of chai. I bought another type of chai. Can't remember.
In a tea bag or do you have it like loose and you have to like with it?
No. I want a pyramid because I'm not... What are they called? With a
tea
strainer.
Tea sun?
What's the saying?
There.
Tisane. I don't know.
Guess how much your grocery bill cost?
No, this isn't even better game. This is profile the person who did this shop.
Okay. It was Adrian.
No. Okay. I found this on the ground.
Oh, okay.
First of all,
yep.
The supermarket was Baldwin, Whitehorse Road.
Okay. The new one. The one that was the worst Coles and now is a good Coles.
For reference, pick this up on the floor on the ground, on the street in Croydon. So someone's gone specifically to the bougie shop. Yeah. Zucchini green.
Yep.
Potato brushed.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
wash their own potatoes in Baldwin.
Salad, kale slaw.
Yep.
Whole grain wraps.
Oh, okay.
Lemnos smooth feta.
Oh my god, they're having a barbecue and they're making a Greek salad.
Pizza dough ball.
Oh my god, they are having people over. Yep.
Twinings tea bags English breakfast, 10. Okay. 10 serve. No, as in like a box of 10 tea bags.
Okay.
disinfectant wipes, apple scented.
Okay. I know the ones.
Sea salt pots and planters, $9.
Huh?
Sea salt. Like.
For gardening stuff.
Hey mum, don't forget your sea salt.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
Pears, kids pack, 5.
Okay.
Tell me, who do you think did that shop? I don't know who did it, but I just thought that's so interesting. I saw the sea salt. No, you tell me first. I won't tell you what I thought. I won't give it away.
So feta, pears, kid pack, a 10 pack of tea. To me, that sounds... And then wraps. To me, that's someone that's actually finally going back to the office after an office ban. They're going to do like feta, kale slaw... Like, they're going to do some sort of wrap. Yeah. That's why they bought the 10-pack of English breakfast tea, because you don't buy that for home. You'd finish that in a week. So they've bought, like, a small pack of tea to take into the office. They've got their salad and wrap food.
They've got their disinfectant wipes for their desk.
Yeah, wow. And they've got, the pear for, like, your morning snack.
I like that.
I'm a bit confused about the sea salt. Maybe they're worried about their indoor plants while they're away from home.
I thought that this was I profiled this as a 68-year-old, 75-year-old... woman who lives alone, who likes her smaller kids pack of pears as her snack.
Oh, too sweet for me.
I couldn't stand large pears.
My naughty treat of a pear.
Far too much pear and a large pear need kid size. And then, yeah, everything else. It was the sea salt for me, really.
Yeah, sea salt's an absolute outlier.
Anyway, I thought that was fun.
Really fun. I really enjoyed that. Thank you so much. I think it might sound like I'm being sarcastic, but it was the best game of my life.
Oh, good. All right. Well, if I find more receipts on the ground,
oh my god,
I'll
pick
them
up
for you. Great.
I can't wait.
I love that. In other great news, things that have happened whilst I've been away, Never Have I Ever came back.
Oh, thank god. I haven't finished the season, so let's not get too far.
Oh, no.
Yep.
You had so long and you were homesick and they're only 25-minute episodes.
Because... Oh, but they felt long. I think I'm on episode 10 or something, so I'm about to
That's
finish.
That's the last one.
Oh, I might have finished it then and not realised, or I'm like 5 minutes off finishing it.
You would... have to realize, because the last 5 minutes is the best and I can't believe that I can't talk to you about it.
I can't remember if I finished it or not. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I've got no... I don't know. I was very dreamy. I was very unwell. I was just not taking anything in. I don't know. I can't tell you. But yeah, very good. So many hotties.
So many hotties. I made Adrian watch the whole thing with me.
Oh, wow.
He really liked it.
Oh, that's good.
He was like, I can see why, as a female, you would really enjoy this show. Thanks.
As a female.
Yeah. That's my Adrian voice.
Oh, okay. Huge news.
Oh.
Sorry, it's not.
Oh.
But speaking of TV shows, The Bear, I'm sure that most of you will have heard of it. And
I feel like I heard the Shameless girls talk about it.
Oh, did they?
Maybe.
I don't know. It was all over the interwebs. It was in America. I had to schmillegally schmalmode it, which... Oh, shout out to a girl I went to school with and like distantly keep up with on Instagram who like sent me her password and told me how to torrent it.
Oh my god.
She wanted me to watch
the
show.
Like she's your local pot dealer. Shout out to the girl.
Yeah, my friendly pot dealer who gave me my pirate access. Oh my god, it's such a good show.
What's it about?
It's about a chef and it kind of talks
this is
about
on
like,
Netflix.
No, it's not. It's not. That's why I had to schmillegally download it. Anyway, it's launching on Disney Plus in like a couple of days or a week or something.
Oh.
So all of you guys can have the benefit of that. But I didn't, that wasn't announced at the time because I think it's a Hulu original.
Mm.
Anyway, I have it on my laptop if you want me to give it to you. A really good show. So it's got like one of my favorite actors in it who I will say is the only short white man I've ever loved. Jeremy Allen White.
I've heard a lot of good things about
Best Arms
it's
in
the
Hollywood.
Chef thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
absolute best arms in Hollywood, as his voted by arms. Lisa and Brenton. Oh, for a short guy, you don't want them to be too stocky, right? Because then they get chody. They're the perfect amount of toned without making his arms look shorter.
Mm.
God, he's got the most beautiful arms and the most beautiful eyes. If you don't know who I'm talking about and you've seen Shameless, it's Lip from Shameless. And I loved him in Shameless. I love that. So cute. Anyway, great show. It's about, like, if you've worked in hospitality, which I haven't really, everyone's like, trigger warning. It's very, like, you're being yelled at your cafe job or, like, back of house job, and it's, like, very stressful. But it's just a really good show. You laugh, you cry, your drama. Oh, it's excellent.
Your drama. Okay, cool. Yep, all right.
Strong recommend.
I like that. Oh, you know who else we have to talk about? What? My favorite chef.
Oh, Camille Levenil. Aaron G.
Goyo.
Something. Yep. And it's...
Not Gaio. She's Spanish, not Japanese.
What's her handle on Instagram? It's very... Canelle Avenil.
That's her book as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
Canelle. I think she called it...
Okay.
Avenil. She's Spanish, not French, so I don't know.
Okay. Canelle well, and I also thought her name was Camille Avenil.
So. she is, for any of my gluten-free peeps out there, the best.
The authority.
She's the best gluten-free baker in the world. Not in a way that's unattainable for the home chef.
For the home chef.
I've made her breads.
Wow.
Many kinds of them, multiple times now.
When did you get this book?
I found the recipe online. Okay. Your nails look really nice,
by the way. Oh my God, I forgot to talk about that too. Anyway, keep going.
I found a recipe online because we were looking for a good gluten-free bread because I was like, I need something that has the texture of sourdough.
Yep.
But that is not sourdough because I didn't think that it was possible. Anyway.
My old starter was gluten-free, but yes. Oh. But I could never succeed in making the gluten-free sourdough. So I would make glutinous bread from a gluten-free sourdough. Starter.
Random, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Often you will find, sorry, but you'll often find that higher protein flours, like wheat and like buckwheat and all of that, get more activity because they ferment more than like a white flour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she says that you have to like, you have to throw it out a lot more than a regular starter.
Is it because it's more active than it? Okay. Got to discard. Use the terminology.
Anyway, the breads are great and she's my best friend now and I want to be her and I want to cook everything that she's ever given to me and
I love that. We really have flipped roles. I've genuinely been trying to buy that book for ages because anytime you are on like Food 52, Bon Appetit, whatever online. I think I started
on Food 52 with
people
her,
reference, like they'll be like, oh, if you want to make this gluten-free, oh, such and such makes a really good, like she's got the best gluten-free book, you should buy it. So I've gone to buy it multiple times and it's been out of stock in Australia for ages. So when Alex blindsided me by having this book from the chick that I've been trying to buy it from, and then also her having an entirely different name to what her name was in my head.
To Camille Edvanil.
I was like, oh my God. Anyway, love it. Julia...
Busatul Nishimura. Yeah. Oh, I also blindsided Lisa around her Lemon Delicious the other day.
Oh, yeah.
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 Did you make it?
I did make Lemon Delicious. And it
hers, though? Or
no, I made my mum's. Okay. It's all the same shit, really. Mm?
Don't discount Julia's recipe.
No, I won't. But, like, I looked at it and it was, like, the same deal.
Yeah.
Okay. What was I saying? Oh, she has a new book. I bought that. And that looks really good.
Yeah.
Clean Girl Nail Aesthetic. I'll tell you what I get.
They're so pretty. Yeah.
These are, like... 3 weeks old, so yeah, but they don't look mind really the grow good. Out. But because they're so sheer, it doesn't matter.
Are they gel or are they nail polish?
They are.
I can tell you haven't lifted a finger in the home life. You've got like royal fingers.
Thank you. They are. What are those called?
Only touched shellac. A keyboard and toilet paper.
Shellac. I have a bidet now. I don't. One of the houses I was looking at had a bidet. I'm like, this is a tiny terrace house.
Adrian said that he would get a bidet in this house. Not a separate bidet, but a bidet attachment for our toilet.
It is a bit weird to have to get off one toilet with a messy bum and then scooch onto the other one, isn't it? Now that I think about
it. Stand up and waddle your way across the bathroom.
So weird. Absolutely. And like flush in between. That's weird. The nails are 2 coats of shellac. OPI put it in neutral.
Mm.
They always want to do 3 coats on you, but 2 coats is best because you can then still see your fingernails underneath.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's so, like, if they're long enough for some of your whites to show through, it's almost like a really basic
mani.
French mani.
Lisa has whites, though. I have yellows. Mine never have ever in my whole, it's not even a fake tan thing, never in my whole entire life have the tops of my nails been white.
Yeah. Interesting.
They're just clear or like a bit dank, like a smoker.
Oh, yeah, okay, so they're like stained. Anyway, it's the best chic girl nail, and I like to get them cut real netball length so that I can get a good like 3.5 weeks out of them. But I haven't got my nails done in forever. My feet are still foul because I'm too shameful to go there and be like, fix my feet.
Yeah, well, it's winter as well. No,
and I've been running, and it's like as soon as they cut the callus off, then it like regrows. So I'm like, oh, I just need to leave it there.
Yeah, it's best.
It's for the best.
What else do we have to update?
Oh, I had another. I've been eating Weetabix, the Weetabix bites.
I love. But they're not gluten-free.
They're not
by any means.
They are not gluten-free. And I...
Little berry bits.
Oh, the berry bits. So good. Talk about it all the time. We're like, it's like tiny little candies for breakfast.
Eliza will talk your ear off about the Weet-Bix.
The Weet-Bix bites. Apricot is not as good. They're not as sweet. They shit. But the Weet-Bix berry blast.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the only thing. They aren't gluten-free, so they're probably doing me some more like brain fog, inflammation damage.
Yeah.
But... because they're so wheaty, they're not constipating me. So it's sort of like plus 1 point, minus 1 point.
Yes,
anyway, I'm fully addicted to them. They actually keep me quite full.
So you can eat them dry as well because they're small.
Can't.
No, you can.
I need to go out, pour the milk, go shower, and come back out to a paste, and then I eat them.
That's not the way to enjoy them.
That's not the way anyone enjoys Weet-Bix except for me.
Adrian's been... no. You know who else enjoys the Weet-Bix
Sorry,
like that?
Weet-Bix?
Adrian. Oh. He's been doing oats and...
wife swap.
I know. He's been doing oats and Weet-Bix in the morning. Like a quarter cup of oats and then one gluten-free Weet-Bix.
I would never think to mix them.
Yeah, okay. 1.5 gluten-free Weet-Bix. Puts them in the Nutribullet. Blends it to powder. Then puts it on the stove. Because he's like wants a quick oats texture. Not like a...
tell you what's not quick. Blending things up to make your own whole grain.
Oh, it takes a second.
They should just do it in a big batch.
One pulse. Yeah, but then he doesn't get his portions.
Because then he could measure out the measurement like a third of a cup or something.
Don't ask me questions.
Maybe I should mortar and pestle it.
Anyway, he then puts it on the stove and he likes it like that. He's like, taste it, it's really good. I'm like, I cannot get past the...
no. That's weird. People are doing overnight Weet-Bix now, like on TikTok.
I know.
Which is vindication for me, soggy Weet-Bix lover, who would put boiling water all over hers, let it absorb, and then put milk on.
Gross.
I know. But I love it like that. I hate dry Weet-Bix. It like sucks the moisture from the walls of my mouth.
Yeah. You should try it. You just eat one Weet-Bix.
I will, but I won't enjoy it.
Do it.
You know how people describe someone as a dry biscuit?
Yeah.
That's because that sucks. Like a dry Weet-Bix.
That's the Brit in you.
Yeah.
My garden. Yeah. We haven't done garden chats whilst we're here.
Yeah.
Growing some radishes.
Oh, wow.
I know. They're really cute. I've got cos lettuce happening.
Oh, thank God.
I know. It's too small, though, is the issue. Like, it's taking so long to grow.
It will. Lettuce is quite good because once it grows, it kind of just sits there, like, ready for you to just, like, eat a leaf off it every day. And it's like
it's fine,
lettuce that never expires unless it gets eaten by
snails. Yes. These are broccolis. They've got a lot of broccoli.
I've never had a successful broccoli.
That's my only successful carrot.
Cute.
I seeded 2 rows of carrots. And the lady at Bunnings was like, good luck with carrot seeds. They're a bitch. I've never got them to work. And I'm a garden professional.
And I work at Bunnings.
Yeah. And she was like 55, told me all about her garden. Like she was a gardener.
Yeah.
And she's like, good luck with them. And I was like, okay. She's like, I think my soil's too rich. They like it. They're like a shit soil. And I was like,
okay,
oh, well, I'll chuck them in.
Yeah.
Everything's shit over here. Got one out of a whole 2 rows. And then.
At least you got something.
Oranges.
Wow.
been telling Adrian to weigh on that every day.
No, that's a myth.
Well, he's been doing it, so if it's a myth, that's an issue.
It's very cold.
I know. I'm like, go please to the back of the yard. And he kept weighing on the lemon tree near the door. And I'm like, stop weighing on that one. It's fine.
No, don't piss at the front of the house.
Like, stop weighing on that one. It doesn't get any rainfall. Yeah, because it's under the roof.
No, just a piss pile. Speaking of piss pile, the biggest, most contentious issue at the moment between me and Brenton is him who randomly decided from saying he wanted an acre in Donvale I want a terrace house in Richmond. I found the terrace house in my dreams. I loved the interiors. It was really spacious. I loved the area. It was like away from the main part of Richmond, super like suburby. Like,
I was like, how is this related to a piss parlor?
Two dog parks. And he's like, oh, I hate that the toilet's off the kitchen. I'm like, Brenton,
it's a tiny house in Richmond.
All Victorian and Edwardian houses are like that because the plumbing was all in one spot. So the plumbing for the sink and the kitchen is next to the sink and the bathroom.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, but I don't want you to be cooking and me shitting in the kitchen, or like worse, you shitting in the, like you're just shitting in the kitchen. I'm like, okay. But, like, if you have an issue with that, then you have an issue with every house in Richmond.
Yeah, unless you get a new build or something.
Unless we get a townhouse, which was the opposite of what we wanted because we already had that. We were like, let's get a house with character. So that's what led us to the Richmond house. Anyway, I found the one that I loved. I was, like, ready to put in an offer. Brenton's like, yeah, send it to the bank. Like, we'll get it valued. Like, that's the furthest we've ever gone with a house.
Mm.
And then, like, 30 seconds later, he was like, I hate it. We're not buying it. And I was like... It's so spacious and nice and great, and I love it. And I'm just so angry. No, the auction's next week.
You have to go. You have to go. And then just throw up your hand.
I said that. I said I would. Anyway, so that's me being heartbroken. And he's like, you fall in love with every house you see. I'm like, I don't fall in love with the Vermont house when you crush my hearts and dreams.
It's because he thinks that you fall in love with them because you go to extreme levels of planning.
Yeah, because just because I spend 6 to 8 hours a night redrawing the floor plan on my phone... Before I go to the open for inspection so that I can visualize it. Then I get there and I hate it.
Yeah.
But just because I throw hours of labor into it doesn't mean I'm obsessed with it. Anyway, I really liked this one and I was like, yeah, I'd absolutely put it off her. And he's like, you can just get obsessed too easily. I'm like, well, I don't. I'm not going to like buy a house for haha, like for the sake of me being like, oh, that sounds great. Like I'm going to actually have to like it.
Commit. Yeah.
But I said, I don't think I can ever actually see you liking your house. Like how many houses would we have been to? Over 100.
No.
Over 60.
Yeah.
And
he's liked two.
No.
He liked Vermont, but then he got cold.
He changed his mind real fast, and he liked that other one, and then he changed his mind. There's not been a single house that he would have put an offer on. I said to him...
He came here and he said he liked this house. Was he fucking liked my house?
No, he likes your house. But I bet you he wouldn't have put an offer on at the time.
Mm.
And now he keeps saying, I just want something like Alex and Adrian's house. Anyway, I think moral of the story is we're not going to get a house because he's actually not...
He hasn't made up his mind about what he wants.
Yes, he's not ready to commit to a house. And I said, I know this is a bit like...
How can he not be ready? This is like when he went to marry you. And this is exactly the engagement ring all over again with a house.
I know. He's going to wait till I'm dead inside.
Yeah.
He's got
commitment problems.
Anyway. Oh, I'm so angry. I'm so retrospectively angry.
I brought that back up. So
yeah, there's that.
Good update. I'm going to get chickens.
Nervous. I'm so nervous about that.
Why?
Pour Toast, pour the chickens.
I took Toast to chicken training on the weekend.
Yeah, what did you find? Where did you find
it? At Churnside Park. There's a house with like 8 chickens that backs onto Churnside Park. And so...
The shopping centre or the suburb?
There's a park at Churnside Park.
Churnside Park Park?
Yeah, correct. Churnside Parklands. And... Yeah, the fence is like a chicken wire fence that backs onto the park, so you can completely see like the full backyard with all the chickens in it, and they come right up to the fence.
You know what you needed?
What?
The house in Sarah's Days neighborhood that has the holes in the fence so that the neighborhood children can feed the chickens. Do you not watch her vlogs?
No, I've never seen. Well, she's got that. This is what this house has there. Yeah. Except it's not only just holes in the fence. It's like the whole fence is chicken wire.
Yeah. You can more ideal. You can do it from a distance.
Exactly. Yeah. So I took Toast up there and we did a little bit of like...
Desensitizing.
Yeah. Like how close can we go before you start to squeal? Yeah. And like how... can we, if we get close, can you still listen to us? And she yes. could. She was actually, she performed better than I'd expected her to on the first try.
Okay.
So that was good.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to keep going back every yeah. week.
These poor chickens are probably going to die.
They loved it. Okay. No, they loved it. They were like, bop,
bop, bop, bop. Oh, they would.
The only time she didn't love it is when they went like.
Yeah, no one likes that.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I hate flappy shit.
Yeah. They go like this. Bop, bop,
bop, bop. Oh, they just want a little peck.
No, no, they're going like side eye.
Why are they
like,
doing that? Oh, yeah.
They're
no.
looking at you with their little eye.
In theory, I like chickens.
Mm.
But they're. I don't like the red bits.
Ah.
Whatever,
when you've got fresh eggs.
No, absolutely. This is the best case scenario because I don't have to have the chickens or the chicken shit, but I'm sure that you'll need a surplus of eggs. And then if you give me the eggs when we record, then I'll like bake something with them and I can bring back the next week and it's a never-ending story. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Because I can't use those ones for my hard boiling because really fresh eggs are so hard to peel.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh,
you need them like separating from the...
I saw a hack today about putting lemon in your pot with your boiling eggs, and apparently it makes the skin just fall off. Hmm.
Interesting. I'll try it. I'm a pretty good egg peeler.
I'm a good egg peeler too.
I think it's all about the cold water shock.
Oh, it has
really
to
shock
be.
That
yeah.
membrane, and then I always crack the bottom because that's where the air hole is.
You've got to find the air hole.
And you've
got
to get yeah. under the membrane.
Yeah. I'm a good egg cracker too.
Back to Sarah's day, not that I am obsessed with her or anything.
It sounds like you might.
But one time she was like, this is the perfect way to peel an egg.
I was dumb.
Oh,
I think I watched that.
She like cracked the whole thing on a surface so that there was
only
100 million
yeah.
tiny bits.
No,
and then
you
had
to get
like
as many large bits as possible. Yeah. Yeah. That's like, why I only crack the bit with the
yeah,
air
the there's the pointier end and the bottom end. You
and
crack the bottom
flat
end.
Yeah.
Flat, you crack the flatter, broader end and then you get under the membrane and then you go. Mm. Watching that, I was like,
Dah! I always do mine under running cold water too. Because the running cold
yes.
water, I feel, helps.
Yes, and it kind of, like, get, the traction
yeah.
gets under there.
Yeah, I know. Kindred
spirits.
We peel eggs the same.
When I did this, it reminded me of Umbrella Academy is out.
Oh, yeah, seen it all.
Victor. I haven't finished it yet, but that is good.
Are you me? This is so like me to not finish something.
Well, I only just started all of these things, like, 2 days ago. I started Umbrella Academy
so
2 days ago. And I started... Never have I ever 2 days ago. I don't know what I've been doing before that.
Nothing. Looking at houses.
The Block?
Yeah, The Block's
been... Oh my god, and I've also been watching The Emergency Show on
oh,
Channel 9.
Oh, how good is it? How good. I like it.
I messaged poor Abby being like, why would they use ketamine to blah, 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 blah.
They always use ketamine.
I know. I always just keep messaging her being like, why would this person be taken here and not there? And like, do you receive these traumas?
Mm.
And every time I have to be like, sorry, I'm watching the show again. She's
yeah.
like, oh, okay. but it's so good. I love.
It's
really And it's
good.
Just called Emergency, isn't it? Just
yeah.
Emergency.
And it's,
on Channel
it's
9.
Good graphic. It's not
They
like,
blur things if they're really gross.
Yeah, but it's like a good amount.
Mm. And I, you know, you laugh,
Is that
you cry.
On tonight? We're missing that tonight.
No, it was on, I've watched, have you watched the most recent one?
The one with the guy with the leg? The truck?
And there's the girl with the endo.
Yeah.
Oh, did you
the
cry?
The nurse was so nice.
The doctor was
the doctor,
so nice.
Sorry, yeah. No,
Dr. Maya. But yeah, love that. And then I started watching One Born Every Minute.
Oh, I haven't. I have not.
Well, it's the most recent season. It's like uploaded in 2022 to like 10 play.
Oh, no, I have watched
but
One
things
Born Every
are
Minute
like,
before and I
like There's it. Like drawn on eyebrows and like short fringes and like... I thought for a moment that England was stuck in the past, but then I did the maths when
oh,
someone
the
said they
one.
Were... Yeah.
Right.
There's only one season of the Australian one that hasn't been updated for ages.
Huh.
But I was like, okay, I know that people laugh about, like, the English look where they're, like, orange with the big eyebrows and, like, the fake blonde hair and they're all, like, Vicky Pollard. But it was old. I did the maths and it was, like, 2017 or something. And I'm like, why
it.
Is this...
I hate when they do that.
And because a guy had like a flip phone.
Have That's... you watched the new Louis Theroux yet? Speaking of British chavs and things. Great.
I have.
Cool.
Very interesting.
Well, that's our life catch up.
Yeah. We will talk about all the products that we've tried next week.
Yeah.
And we'll do a couple of product trials as well.
Yeah. Do you like
Do we do more of these?
This is chaos.
Absolute chaos. Can't recommend that. Anyway, hopefully we'll try and keep the episodes a little bit shorter is the goal.
The plan is so that we don't die and don't get burnt out of the pod life, that we're going to record two episodes when we catch
up. In one sitting,
yeah, and then release once a week at the moment for now. And we'll see how we go.
Which should lend itself well to a product trial or one of our more structured, like, quote-unquote segment episodes, and then more of a, like, babbly, chatty, or weekly, up-to-datey episode so that you'll get one alternate fortnights.
Like, yeah, and it won't necessarily always be, like, the news, you know, the beauty breakdown, the product trial. Like, it won't always be in that format just because we're doing more.
You can't do that format really when you're doing it fortnightly because things will get like out of date quite quickly.
Yeah.
And so instead of it being in one episode, you'll probably get a bit of news, a product trial. I can't believe you didn't know that across maybe five episodes.
Yeah.
Which I think is fun.
I like it too. And I feel like one of my biggest gripes, because since we've been gone.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing? Where was I going with that?
You've been gone.
I've been listening to lots and lots and lots of podcasts, obviously not our own. And the thing that I found is that I get really sick of my podcasts all talking about the same things multiple times in a week. So like Shameless will do their thing and they'll talk about their news on a Thursday. And then I listen to Mamma Mia Out Loud and I hear their news Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So I'm always going to hear the same thing twice or often multiple things twice. And then I think about adding us into the mix if someone listens to those two and us. And I'm like, fuck, when they cover a beauty segment, God forbid, or anything to do with a beauty-related influencer, that's like three times in a week.
Yeah.
So I think I don't want to...
The more obscure, the better.
That's it. I don't want to start doing news for the sake of doing news.
No, but when it's actually interesting, we'll discuss it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that's good. I think beauty news was sort of like what
I really like it to keep up to date.
Yeah, it was like...
With those sorts of things, but I don't know if it was
like
integral
to us. Like, it was like what was different from us to other beauty podcasts. But now I guess the people that are listening to us are not just here for the beauty, they're here for like what we talk about, which is so gross. You guys are idiots. So, like, we may as well just keep doing
that. That'll keep them around.
Yeah, that'll absolutely. Treat them and keep them keen. That's what I say. There has not been a product launch that I've been excited about in 700 years.
Me either. Also, fun fact. I have no money now to buy things all the time. So that's an issue.
Such a shame.
Mm.
I've never been more liquid.
I know. She is running water.
I am Alex Mack.
Yeah. Oh.
IYKYK.
I do YK.
Okay.
Okay. We also talked with you. We also toyed with the idea of doing, like, releasing
We also toyed with the idea of a chomping choir.
I'm going to chomp an episode for you once a month.
Oh, do you know what I can do? I've got, like, a reverse chomp because I think I've developed, a stress clench. And so now if I chomp, then... Oh. Just the jaw cracks. It's incredible.
I can do a crack too. Listen.
Oh, yours is different.
Mine's crunchy.
Yours is down and crunchy and mine's quite a clean... Hope that translates. Anyway, what were we talking about before I cut you off? Toying with the idea of a video or something?
No, we've been toying with the idea of there's a subscribe feature on the podcast app now where if you subscribe to a podcast, you can pay whatever we make you pay. But you get
$1 million.
You get exclusive content, but it's all done within the app. That's so cool.
You cried off your wing. You just cried off your wing.
I had a wing. Oh my gosh, that's another life update I have to give you all. My eyes are becoming more hooded.
No.
I don't have a clear, like,
crease anymore.
Wing location. Like a
gap, yeah. On both eyes or just one?
Yeah, on both.
Okay. It's okay.
It's okay. She looks so worried.
I am worried. I know what it's like.
Yeah.
I once said to someone, like, you've got plenty of space now, but in 5 years, maybe not. She was like, I've never forgotten that.
Was that me?
No. Yeah. I was like, oh, no, it's great. But as you age, I'm like, oh, I didn't mean it.
So I don't
know
if I need, like...
No, you don't. Get
threads. I've actually got, like...
You don't need threads. Although, where did that PR agency that wanted to give us threads go? Because my knees. My knees.
We should ask. I don't feel like I've gained additional fat in this area, which has forced
it's
my
not,
brow down.
It's not it's fat, like, doll. It's sag.
That's the end of the podcast.
Yeah, no, it honestly is the end of the podcast. We'll see you in a week's time. And we can't wait.
Yeah, don't know when this is being released, but we'll work that out.
Who knows?
Start of September, 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, cool.
Bye.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for ways to win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.